This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Most of our breaks are at the end of the hour and the start of the hour. So next time we'll get into the final geopolitical analysis and what's happening in the economy with Joel Skousen, a really smart guy from World Affairs Brief. We'll also open the phones up. A few calls for Joel Skousen specifically, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, specifically on all the different geopolitical issues, the election. There's a wide area there, but directly to Joel Skousen. The reason I brought up the article that's on Infowars.com, racist social justice warriors terrorize owner of cat sanctuary. I happen to have supported this place, and I happen to have been over there, and they're nice people. And my daughters have, you know, cat cafe shirts, and they like cats. Okay, I get it. So we got a cat. And so I've been in this place just a month ago, 2 months ago, and they put super glue in the deals. They knocked out windows. They put FU, gentrifying scum. And then they got all these trendies led by the communist in people, honk for justice, hey, hipster, don't be a bleeper, don't be a, and you know, basically come out and protest the cat sanctuary and to say it's racist because white people came in to set up the cat sanctuary. Again, it just shows total social warfare. Why?
I don't have an answer for that. I mean, for liberals to go after a cat sanctuary, I just don't have an answer unless it's just to create conflict or get Latinos worked up against whites for any reason whatsoever, but I just don't have a reason for that.
I mean, you think they'd pick a better target.
Absolutely. I don't have an answer for that.
But I think it's about being low down and nasty. Now expanding on that, because we only have a few minutes left in the segment, specifically, what else do you think Obama's going to try to pull before he leaves?
Well, there's a couple of things that he could do. I'm trying to remember what was on my list, that because he didn't make a public statement about it.
Well, imagine the Supreme Court stuff and other.
Well, he can't go anywhere with that until after the election. But there were some things in trade that he was going to try to do.
Oh, TPP.
That's right.
Now, how does he say?
He's trying to get that passed before the lame duck session.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the news ran hoaxes saying Obama's going to pass it, even if Congress does it, they can't.
Well, you know, it depends. Yeah, I don't think they can at this time. Even Paul Ryan isn't willing to accept it at this time. So.
And is that because he wants to be more in charge of the deal-making himself after Obama's gone? Or?
Well, he just can't politically go for TPP while Trump is running, you know.
How bad is Paul Ryan?
Well, I think Paul Ryan, when you looked at what he said about his opposition, you know, real true right-wing opposition that was running against him, he got pretty nasty about him. And so even though Paul Ryan has, I think, a very, you know, conservative feeling that he gives to people, I think he really is a globalist playing the other side. He wouldn't be elected, and they wouldn't have elected him Speaker of the House.
Sure.
He was a controlled.
Why did Mitt Romney come out against Trump and then flip back to liking Trump?
I didn't know he did.
He's been going back and forth.
Well, you know, in Utah, it's a very special situation where they have played to the Mormon view here, who's anathema to Trump, and they've given them Evan McMullen, who is an ex-CIA covert operative, worked for Goldman Sachs, CFR. I mean, he's a globalist.
We should talk about him when we come back. I've heard him on NPR just dripping with hatred for Trump and NPR groveling to him.
Yeah. No, he's a real plant. He's meant to destroy the Trump vote in Utah, which is the reddest state in the union, to embarrass Trump, to deny him votes. But it's terrible. There's been several articles coming out by Will Gregg and others in Utah and Idaho saying that, you know, Mormons have just been played for fools to go for Evan Mecham because he's a globalist.
Well, I heard that guy, and he sounded like a barrel of snakes.
He's not a nice person. Not a nice person. Anybody who's been involved in covert operations is not nice.
Well, he admitted that he's basically probably going to get Hillary in. I mean, he's just there to sabotage.
That's exactly right.
Well, why would people that are traditionally super conservative and anti-establishment want to be played like that?
because they've been played on their moral values. So anathema to vote for somebody who's morally corrupt as Donald Trump. They've never been given information about the moral corruptness of Hillary Clinton. Been absolutely nothing.
Sure, but it's not even lesser two evils. Hillary's a whole other magnitude. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In fact, about 13 and a half. I tell you, I have just been sick at my stomach watching the depths of MSM will go to lie and deceive. The latest article up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the newest Podesta emails. He's being directed directly by Hillary Clinton to engage in criminal actions, directing their national coordinators to engage in election fraud, have people vote over and over again. And it gets worse. I've never seen election fraud via the polls like this, where it's all done by oversampling. They're not normally that brazen, but they know the media is under their control, so they'd rather just have unified, that's what he talks about in the email, unified fraud, that the way we're going to skew the polls is oversampling. Oversampling. A lot of times they can just have databases of phones they call, where they know it's really Democrats, not Republicans. That's also oversampling. This is just nakedly doing it. Joel Skousen, I want to get into geopolitics, finish up with Syria, and take some phone calls. But just specifically, I mean, I don't think it's... I think 20% of it is that we know more now about how corrupt it is. But I think 80% of it is the media and others have gotten more consolidated. Look at this whole Time Warner AT&T merger they want to do. And they just know they have nothing to lose now and are more naked than ever. And I really see it blowing up in their face. But what do you think then about the polls being rigged, admittedly? And then going into this election, what happens if they can't steal it because there's a landslide? Do they claim Russians were involved trying to take it from Trump? Or do they just fix it no matter what? Because this, it seems like we're going to the edge of a cliff here in 14 days.
I don't think, Alex, there's any way they can let Donald Trump win. They simply cannot do it. And they have the ability to computerize and manipulate those elections. That was proven in the Chicago audit. I don't know. I think you covered that. The Chicago audit of the Democratic primary, they found that almost 20% of the votes were illegally switched by the computer to Hillary Clinton, and they changed the audit results rather than admit that there was computer fraud. I mean, how can they sit there and mainstream media talk about it and interview all these people? There's no election fraud. How dare people ever say that when there's actual examples of computer fraud that have been documented by a Chicago audit? And they doctored the result rather than admit that there was...
Well, what about more people voting forever in the 2012 election and then Mitt Romney loses? I mean, Trump pointed out that Obama was way more unpopular by then than he was in 2008.
No, the telling point was that they said there were 8 million people less that voted in 2000, not more, less. And that was impossible. There was twice as much enthusiasm against Obama.
That's what I'm saying. Real numbers from political science I've talked to said they believe it was more votes, actually.
That's right. And they said there were 8 million less, and that means that they had to kill so many votes electronically.
10 or 12 million.
10 or 12 million in order to defeat Mitt Romney.
And then Trump, to his credit then, did tweet and did get involved and did say, I believe this is fraud.
And it was fraud.
Why are they so scared of him? Because despite the fact he's a bull in a china shop, he really is a nationalist. He really does. He's not out to get America.
Well, that speech that you put out, you know, Donald Trump, where he talks about how rigged the system is, the establishment and all of the things, is so well laid out. He cannot be allowed to be president, even though he doesn't have the best advisors surrounding him. I mean, just knowing what he's knowing about the establishment and promising to kill the establishment system, they just can't allow that to happen.
I know what's happening with him. He's like me. When I get tired, I don't care I'm on air, and I just kind of start saying, you know, whatever I want to, even though they're going to take it out of context. He's so real, that's his problem. They make him do so many speeches, he's happy to do it. The guy works like 18 hours a day. That after he's doing his third speech for the day and is exhausted, he'll just start saying whatever he wants. And I think they're working too hard. I think he should, lately now, they've got him more laser beamed.
Well, he doesn't take time to, am I off the microphone?
No, you're on air.
Okay. He doesn't take time.
He's actually having kicked the bottom there.
Yeah, he doesn't take time to reflect upon what's going on. He doesn't take downtime to memorize or any of that. He is a person who's very, very much hyped up. And he has to go into that mode. And so, unfortunately, he's going to make mistakes.
But you really think there's no way they're not going to steal it?
That's right. There's no way. I'm going to predict that it's going to be a landslide, manipulated landslide against Donald Trump.
As a referendum on destroying America.
That's right. And to make sure that they have an excuse to come against the right-wing media and say, this is what you caused. They're going to give the GOP establishment tremendous ammunition to say to... You know, we don't want to hear any more about these conspiracy theories. You've ruined us once, never again.
That's right. And then try to train Republicans to sit down, be good while we dismantle the country, and maybe we'll give you a few seats in Congress.
Yeah, and it's not going to work. I think the rebellion is permanent, and it's going to be more and more intense. The trouble is, once Hillary Clinton gets in and legalizes so many illegal immigrants in a raw democracy, you cannot win another election.
Well, that's right. And that's why you can see them scripting it all. So what you're saying is not your opinion. It's happening. The question is, will they be successful? We're going to fight. They tried to steal it from him in the primary. He came out and exposed it. He's going to fight this time. The problem is, he would have had Scalia, the tiebreaker, at a Supreme Court decision and would have won. Scalia's dead in the doornail.
That's right. And we're going to never win another Supreme Court opinion ever again once she stacks the Supreme Court against us.
Did you notice even the Washington Post made a joke about a month later and said, yeah, he was in a secret society, ha, 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 Bohemian Grove, ha, ha, ha. And he wasn't Bohemian Grove, but he was a subgroup of Bohemian Grove that he'd been lured into at that ranch. And they just basically told us. And there was a pillow on his face. They wanted us to know. They might as well wrap body armor with fish, you know, and said Luke Obroxy sleeps with the fishes.
Very suspicious when you don't have a coroner. You know, doing an autopsy on a major public figure like this has been you know, killed under mysterious circumstances.
And then Podesta's got emails out 2 days before with his lobbyist saying, got some wet work coming up, batten down the hatches, this is going to get rough.
Yeah, wet work refers to assassinations by the dark side of government. Blood work.
Man, and I see all these weirdo leftists that are really the targets of this, that have no future. They've been given college degrees that are worthless, and they're all just worshiping war and corporate lies, and a Nazi collaborator is their omnibudsman, Soros. It's shameful.
Well, it's a matter of just going along with a wave that they know nobody can stop. So, I mean, you're in government, you see there's a control system, they don't know how it operates, but say, don't dare move against it. I end up like Vince Foster. I mean, these kinds of killings that occur occasionally by the in the Clinton administration end up reverberating on down the line. It causes the fear of the establishment to be put in all the...
But as you said, I'm going to get into Syria and some calls. Everything's a two-way street, and just organically, we've already seen some fireworks. I think if they steal it and they get in, I think it's the beginning of the end. I mean, it's almost better they steal it, I think, then Trump get in and they just sabotage him and blame us. That could be an even better, a bigger discredit.
They're clearly trying to compromise Trump in case he does win, and that's why Newt Gingrich is there. That's why Chris Christie is there. That's why he doesn't have any of the Roger Stone advisors in the Trump camp anymore.
Oh, man, I tell you. Well, let's briefly put bookends on the Syria situation right now. They're trying to let ISIS escape.
The point I want to make on that is the whole purpose of creating ISIS and sending them into Iraq to build them as a military force was to eventually get back into Syria. And that's the reason why they're letting ISIS escape with their arms under every battle so that they can funnel them back into Syria. And then under the excuse of attacking ISIS, they'll be taking down Syrian troops, just like they have twice already, where U.S. bombers went in and attacked Syrian positions. But they're going to bring all the ISIS forces in and eventually have an excuse to intervene and take down Syria. They won't be able to get through with a no-fly zone because of Russia's intervention. But believe me, Syria's coming back into Syria. I mean, ISIS is coming into Syria in force in order to create an excuse for the U.S. to intervene directly militarily.
What do you make of Turkey starting to get closer to Russia?
This is a very strange situation because one of the reasons why Turkey will stay in NATO, I think he's made his deal with the devil. He's going to be a plant within NATO, and so Syria or Turkey is going to be funneling intelligence and information to Russia. And so Turkey's in a real difficult situation. They have to play both sides and play neutral, but they're clearly invading Syria. The U.S. is saying nothing about it. Even though they shot down a Russian fighter who strayed, 2 miles, or not even 2 miles, 200 feet into the Syrian border.
For a couple seconds.
Yeah, and Syria openly invades Syria. I mean, Turkey openly invades Syria, and the U.S. says nothing about it. I mean, it's so hypocritical. The Russians aren't saying anything about it either, and that's a problem. The Russians could be doing a lot more toward exposing the globalist agenda, toward exposing the hypocrisy.
Well, obviously, there's major globalist infiltration still inside the Russian apparatus.
Although I think, you know, Putin and his oligarchs, remember he changed and purged the original oligarchs and created new ones that support him. So, but he's playing a cat and mouse game with the globalists. He's not ready to attack them directly and to inflame them directly. And that's why he's playing kind of cool in these things. But he's not leaving Syria. So I think the U.S. is going to have trouble taking down Assad. Remember, the purpose of taking down Assad is then they invoke that nuclear agreement they made with Iran, which is full of traps. It isn't, as Trump thinks, a damaging thing for America. The American globalists did this agreement with Iran to set up a trap so they could have an excuse to attack them any time later
on.
That the Iranians are already, you know,
violating. Let's jam it real quickly in here because I've got to break. Walter, you got a question. Go ahead. You're calling from Virginia.
Mr. Jones, two questions for Dr. Skelton.
Sure, go ahead.
I have your book. Is the Southern Korean Peninsula still doomed?
You're not going to get
that. Oh, I'm sorry. You got unplugged. That's right. What happened. I don't know. I guess you kicked something under there. I apologize. No wonder we can't take calls. But we'll go to break and fix that, okay, Joel? He was asking, is the South Korean Peninsula still a big trouble spot to live?
It is. In fact, that's going to be the trouble spot. The trigger for World War III is a North Korean invasion of the South, which will invoke a nuclear war. Because the U.S. will respond with tactical nukes. China will say, you started it, and do that preemptive strike. So don't be in South Korea when this trigger happens.
Well, then the double cross against Russia comes next, or?
Double cover comes after the war started. Russia and China both together nuke the U.S. military. But then as the war is progressed and the U.S. regroups under a global military, then they'll talk China into
sure, and it's been declassified in the 60s that there was a deal they tried to broker where the U.S. would join Russia in a strike on China, but they said no. That deal never happened. We'll be back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After they steal this from Trump, folks, he's going to win in a landslide. They're going to try to steal it. We may be able to fight and stop him, but clearly the polls are all rigged. It's all come out. We've got the case now. They're trying to spin it that he's a sore loser because of this. But you were saying next they're going to shut the media down, and you said you're the tip of the spear, InfoWars. So we should be ready for that.
Well, I think they're going to use Trump as the excuse to go after all of the so-called radicals and extremists to say continue to support him. And if Trump starts some media network, you know, he's not going to be able to do as much as what you've done. It won't be as professional. And as I say, that's why I say you're the tip of the spear. They mentioned Sean Hannity. They mentioned, O'Reilly and others. But these people are actually hacks. Fox News is not a true conservative media. It's a faux conservative media.
Well, you're saying, I mean, they put out kind of PAP, not hardcore stuff that changes paradigms.
Yeah, they put out that Obama's the problem, implying that as soon as Obama's gone, that it's our problems are solved. And it's not so.
No, Trump is saying it's global. It's foreign banks, which it is. They try to say it's a conspiracy theory, but it's in all the WikiLeaks.
That's right. And so, as I say, they've got to go after you. They've got to go after me. They've got to go after other people like, Keen. I mean, they're going to crucify him for putting out this Veritas project. He has literally got into them through infiltration. That's what they put him in jail before, for tapping into somebody's phone. I mean, you got to use these kind of...
By the way, they hate him even more than me. I mean, I don't know how he's alive. Because I went and did a little bit of infiltration on the Clintons, just exposing a judge that was having a fake trial for the Davidians, and they kept calling up going, "We're going to beat you up." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And I walk outside, and the four guys beat the hell out of me, saying, "Shut up about the Clintons." I mean, and I was nobody then. That was 18 years ago.
And look what they did when you went after the Bilderberg. All of a sudden, boy, I mean, they shut down all the media, make sure nobody could get near the Bilderberg conference because of what you did.
And I was getting on elevators, and they would have, like, Marine Corps colonels get on out of uniform, put their shoulders into me, and start threatening me.
That's right. And look what you did when you infiltrated the Bohemian Grove. It's the only time, you know, we've been able to see those satanic rituals that all the powerful, you know, adhere to when they go to that.
And, again, even John Ronson, who didn't believe it, was like an atheist, he said, no, the men in the audience were in religious rapture during it. They were taking it serious. It was a Faustian ritual.
That's right. Yeah, there is an evil satanic aspect to this entire global conspiracy, and that's why it is not greed.
How do you think I was able to get in there?
Well, I think you had to crawl in. I mean,
no, I know, but other people did that and got caught. I guess it was, again, just providence.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, we're allowed to get enough information out to influence people to realize there really is true conspiracies, globalist control.
And this is God, isn't it, WikiLeaks? We're being shown everything first. And then if we don't do the right thing, we're going to be judged.
Now, we've got enough information now to be responsible for losing our liberty. And unfortunately, you know, I think we're going to lose it in this election if they steal it. And I think
sure,
it's never going to be regained as a nation. It doesn't mean there won't be pockets of liberty. And that's
sure
why I'm a big, you know, push of people to be prepared to relocate strategically out of these big cities, because the cities will always be controlled.
Sure. Well, I don't want to be I don't want to be a wimp, but at the same time, it's not even selfishness. At a certain point, it's like my gut tells me, they're coming for you after this. Just be ready. And then I'm kind of like, okay, I guess I just roll out there and let them destroy me. I don't know. I mean,
well, you can't be vulnerable knowingly, but you got to keep doing what you're doing. You got to be more.
No, I know that. But I mean, there is, you keep going up against these people. At a certain point, there is just a kind of, I either have to not care. I can't, like, start caring or worrying is what I'm saying. I have to, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, I don't know.
Well, the way I look at it is I understand what I think is the fact that there's going to be a judgment upon this nation someday. I'm willing to accept it, but my purpose is not to save the whole nation. My purpose is to save those who will listen, save those who sense.
So we're here for those folks.
We're here for those to save a remnant, because the Lord is only interested really in saving those people who have good intentions, who have listened to conscience. And it's only through, you know, listening to your conscience, you're going to be guided to the correct news sources. You'll be able to perceive truth from evil and deception and all those things. This is the big test we're living through. And that's why it's not such a, I mean, it's a downer to think, you know, about losing your liberty, but it's a test. And we look upon it as a test. We have to be successful, even if the rest of the world isn't going to go along. We have to listen.
And that's it. I feel, because I don't think of myself as some great guy, so sad for these evil people in media that fawning want to sell out and just grovel, and my fellow, you know, countrymen and women just being deceived and liking it. I'm sad for them.
Yeah, me too. Because ultimately, as I say, when you do what's right, even we take the consequences, and no matter what we suffer, we'll come out ahead. And so I'm okay with it.
Why don't you go get some lunch so we can take these callers?
Okay.
But like, you eat real fast some of that venison. I've shot that they cooked up in there. That's kind of stuff we eat around here. We got a bunch of stuff. And then if you want, come back in and take these phone calls in about 15 minutes from Andrew, Anthony, Kristen, Bruce, John, and others. I'm going to stay in here. We've got Project Veritas popping in with their next big story. We'll find out more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to go ahead and post the fourth hour of I'm Joel Scouts and come back in here and take the calls. We have more of the Hillary emails coming out where she's running the press, where they're staging questions. The biggest thing is up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Right now, new Podesta email exposes playbook for rigging polls through oversamples. Now, We don't need WikiLeaks to tell us this. But the media, the controlled media, has never made a deal out of this. This has been going on for a year where they'll sample 9, 12, 15, 20, 30, 40, sometimes 50-something. More Democrats than they do Republicans. I mean, this is crazy. So we sample 22% Republicans and 46% Democrats. I mean, you're reading this in Reuters polls. You're reading this in Bloomberg polls, and you're pinching yourself. Any moron can tell this is totally rigged. So, that's going on. And what's amazing is we see with the investigative reports of Project Veritas, the Veritas Project, ProjectVeritas.com, they're on the ground investigative reports, their infiltration of the Democratic Party, national heads saying we're going to steal the election, we got people voting repeatedly, we're busting them around, nothing's going to stop us. And then now we've got them confirming Hillary Clinton approved Robert Kramer plan directly. So there's a bunch of new developments, and we're joined by Stephen Gordon, Director of Special Operations and Senior Communication Strategist at Project Veritas. You talk about a dangerous position to be in. They, if there's anybody they hate more than me, it's probably Matt Drudge or Project Veritas folks. He was the first person to put Homeland Security document right-wing extremism, current economic and political environment fueling resurgence of radicalization and recruitment online for everyone to see, which identified all libertarians and conservatives as extremists. Yeah, I remember we got a lot of those documents, too. People didn't think they were real at first. So crazy. So, Stephen Gordon, thank you for joining us with the latest developments.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Wow, it makes my head spin. In fact, let me ask you that question. I forgot to ask that. And I don't want to get into inside baseball, but you guys have never cried wolf with us. And last Friday, you were like, we're really concerned. Some stuff's going on. We may need to send you video in case they try to shut us down. And then we never got more info, but I've never heard you guys get concerned like that. There must be some wild stuff happening.
There's a lot of, we're getting threats all the time. Right now, right out there, one of those spooks that works for the government, used to work for the government, is walking around with a gun in the office. That's how seriously we're taking this right now. But, like, we gave you half of a secret key so that if something happens to James, you can get it out. We're getting a lot of criticism from friendly people that, they're concerned, well, they're just going to take Alex Jones out, too. So, I mean, I just want to make it clear to our friendly people that there are other people out there that have codes, too. So it doesn't matter. They can't stop this story from continuing to go out.
We need to let them know, just like with WikiLeaks, that multiple groups have it. You're not going to shut up the signal. That's what gives us protection.
Exactly. And that's why we know we're relatively safe, because too many people have the story. If we disappear, that makes an even bigger story.
And that's, of course, what Jim Garrison of the whole JFK investigation, the DA, said. The only reason he was still alive and not the other hundreds of dead was he was so public and his info was distributed. Now, let's get into this latest report. It's up on Breitbart. It's up at ProjectVeritas.com. It's on InfoWars.com. We've probably got some video we're going to roll as well, this latest coup.
I can tell you right now, the DNC and Hillary Clinton are flipping out. They're flipping the freak out right now because just yesterday, Clinton's campaign manager went on CNN on State of the Nation, and he said, quote, he's talking about Quovel and Kramer, never had a relationship with the Clinton campaign. Now, the video we just put out today, a little afternoon today, that you're fixing to show, shows time after time after time where the direction came directly from Hillary's mouth. It's unequivocal. It's straight up, and we just caught him in another major lie.
Amazing. And a lot of folks know, obviously, about Veritas, tens of millions of views of the latest coup just on one video alone. But recap for folks why this is so important, who Kramer is, and then who his minion is.
Okay, Kramer's he's been in the White House hundreds of times, met over 40 times with Bill Clinton. He runs a consulting firm, but they talk in the first video about this whole chain of money, about who pays whom. The DNC pays the campaign, I got it backwards. Which pays this group, which pays that organization. They admit it on tape. They admit the
money. And they say Hillary and the White House and everybody and don't want the public to know this.
Yes, exactly. They keep saying it over and over again, but they talk to our undercover reporters. So we now have it on film. It's out there. The mainstream media isn't. We force them to cover it some, but they're covering it grudgingly, let's say. And it's out there, though. Too many Americans, millions and millions and millions of Americans have seen this, thanks to programs like yours, thanks to the Internet, thanks to just being able to work around the mainstream media.
Well, what are they going to do when one of your videos gets 10, 15 million views, the next video gets 10 million views, you bring down Acorn, you bring down all these criminal organizations, and they still just sit there and act like you don't exist. It's this paradox. They're totally discredited. They now want to openly steal the election. They keep saying Trump's going to drop out. All of it's a hoax. This seems to be a battle between a hoax and reality.
The American people are not that stupid. I mean, they can do whatever they want. At some point, just everything's just, it's almost, it's an electronic revolution now. Half of the people out there are saying BS to all this that's been going on for so long. Your audience is leading the way. But it's beyond the point that I think the mainstream media and the establishment and the Clintonistas can control it anymore.
I want to play this clip. We've got several. What's the first one we've got, Nico? Because there's several here that I want to get to. You've sent us several clips. You want to set these up for us?
I'm not sure which one I'm setting up, so.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple. Let's just go to this first clip, then, the latest from Project Veritas, and then you can describe it afterwards. Here it is.
All right.
We just have to be careful about these things and talk about
that. You know,
that's not a certain thing.
We have to clear this with DNC.
Extreme.
With Democrat National Committee. We have to clear which
messages
are going to be targeting at each event.
And then saying you got to cover it up.
The candidate, Hillary Clinton, the future president of the United States who wanted ducks on the ground. So by God, we can give ducks on the ground.
Don't
read that
thing.
This is part three of our undercover investigation into the dark, backroom dealings of the Hillary Clinton campaign. In this story, we'll show an illegal dark money conspiracy between the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and the non-for-profit corporation, Americans United for Change. And it's all disguised as a duck.
Now, the full report, I wanted to see which clip, because this is coming in so fast, I haven't had time to actually go over it all, which clip was going to come out first, actually proving it, or just showing the intro. But what you just saw was the intro, and then in the video, it breaks down, and they confirm that this is, again, Hillary Clinton that is directing all this, when they're on national TV saying that they're not directing all of this.
Yeah, and time and time again through the video, you'll see somebody or another saying, Hillary directed it. Hillary called the shots. Hillary wanted ducks on the ground. So, by God, we got ducks on the ground. That's when they had people dressing up as Donald Duck to protest at Trump events. We also, they were using Trump as agitators, like they did in the second video we showed about the violence. They were trying to get people to punch the ducks, just so they could say that Trump supporters are violent.
And expanding, they say right here in the video that they wanted to create anarchy around Trump, presumably to make him less appealing to American voters. So that's what they sent obnoxious Donald ducks to bird dog people to get a response, just like they wanted to send people in to have women do obnoxious stuff to hope that security drug out women to say, look, they're violent against women.
And these Donald Ducks, to be clear, and this video makes it clear, it wasn't the idea of some low-level operative. It wasn't the idea of some just activist on the ground. It was the idea of Hillary Rodham Clinton. It came from the top.
Wow. Now, WikiLeaks obviously is now releasing data dumps every day or two. We've got less than 14 days, 13 and a half days here, Stephen Gordon, ProjectVeritas.com. I know you don't want to tell the enemy exactly what you're doing moment to moment, but obviously we can expect a lot more now.
Yeah, we are going to be releasing at least 1, 2, 3 major videos and minor stuff, but a lot of it depends on how they respond. I couldn't predict yesterday that Robbie Mook was going to be on CNN saying that they've never had a relationship with the Clinton campaign. So we may have stuff that comes out tomorrow just because of what they say today. We have to see how this plays out.
Incredible. How is the founder of Project Veritas doing right now?
He is tired. We've all been working almost nonstop, but he's doing an interview right now. That's why I'm here, is because we got three people doing interviews as fast as we can crank them out.
Well, you're doing a great job. The full video is up on Infowars.com, Breitbart.com, ProjectVeritas.com. They've been somewhat successful blacking out again on MSN, but these average shows have a couple hundred thousand viewers. You guys, again, as I've said, tens of millions of views just on your latest stories, so it seems like they're living in their own fantasy land.
That's just the YouTube views. I mean, we have tons of, we put these short clips out on Twitter that may have 10 or 20 or 50,000 views. We'll get 50, sometimes 100, 250,000 views on just a video we upload to Facebook. And that's not counting the people. Fox News has been running us every hour on the hour for the last few
years. And in fairness to them, they're basically the only channel doing this. On others, they just say, James O'Keefe, a criminal. Well, yes, he went into a senator's office who was claiming her phones were broken to show that the phones were working. That's what investigative journalists do. That's not a criminal. But they never say why he's a convicted criminal.
Yeah, one of my favorite spots of recent media on this, Megyn Kelly had Donna Brazile on, and Donna Brazile starts saying, and that criminal. So Megyn Kelly injects in there, oh, you mean Bob Cramer? Because he's the one that actually was convicted of a felony and spent time in jail.
That's right. Wasn't it like bank fraud or something?
Yeah, it's a wire. I don't remember. They always do the wire charge thing. But it was just, it was campaign corruption kind of stuff.
Sure. But, I mean, meanwhile, Veritas, I mean, that going into a public building to see if the, you know, someone's office to see if the phones are really broken or not, I mean, that's what investigative journals do. That's not criminal.
Well, the actual charge they got O'Keefe on was a misdemeanor, was entering a federal building under false pretenses. Now, if that's against the law, they should arrest every last member of Congress.
That's a good one, Stephen Gordon. Stephen, what was it like in last week's debate to see Trump point at Hillary Clinton and say, we now have the video, we now have the documents, you sent the people to disrupt my events, and that was illegal. You tried to cause riots, you got police officers and citizens hurt. You're a criminal. I mean, that was powerful.
My ears are still ringing because the whole office is watching. We're sitting in the office watching the debate on the big screen TV, and everybody just started yelling and jumping and cheering and screaming so loud that my ears are still ringing to this day.
Now, I've been asking some of the questions here, Stephen Gordon. What else is on your radar screen you want to relay to the viewers and listeners?
Well, one of the next videos we're going to be putting out, give you a little tease on it. It's not so much of a smoking gun type video, it's the whole process. It's a different kind of smoking gun, let's put it that way. We're going to have a guy who came in as a donor and a major donor, and you're going to see through his eyes what it was like as he's, you know, offering big chunks of money to them and how far they're willing to go and what they're willing to do for that. And it got so high and so far up that they even sent one of our undercover operatives to the White House, or attempted to send her to. We couldn't do it, but they attempted to send her to the White House. So when they're saying the White House isn't involved, once again, we're going to show that that's BS.
And to be clear, because James told us about this last week, you could have even gotten her in, but you guys didn't want to basically forge stuff because thinking they might charge you for getting an undercover journalist inside the White House, so that didn't happen. I mean, you guys have really done some amazing investigative work.
Appreciate that. We are, journalists are really awesome. They work really hard, and they put their necks on the line, and we're very appreciative for all the very hard work they do.
Well, sure. I mean, the gentleman that reportedly leaked stuff to WikiLeaks on the scams and how Hillary was running the DNC got shot four times in the back when he was going to talk to the FBI. I mean, this is a dangerous time to be alive, and I want viewers and listeners to understand, we're not being drama queens here or drama kings. People need to understand, this is frontline information war, okay? This is the battle for America. This isn't a battle on some foreign land or some shore, which is very important. I'm not taking away from our veterans like my grandfathers. I'm just saying, this is 21st century war. People are dying. People are being sued. They're losing their livelihood. I mean, this is a war. This is really happening.
They've tried that with James, but you know what? Every year, we get twice as big as we were before. I don't care whether you count donors or whatever metric you want to use, the amount of supporters we have, the size of our company, the amount of employees we have. Doesn't matter. By every metric, we double every year, and the more they throw at us, the bigger we get.
Absolutely. So, all right, Stephen Gordon. Stephen Gordon, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and look forward for more of these big stories coming out in the next few days.
All right. Thanks, Alex. You guys take care.
Absolutely. God bless you. All right, folks. So there you go. I'm going to go to break, come back, and take more of your calls. I'm going to go a little bit in the next hour with Joel Skousen. That's all coming up as well. But before I go any further, we're supported by some amazing sponsors. And when you hear me endorse a sponsor, that means I've checked into it, and I think it's a high-quality product and somebody that I'm actually using. If I talk about HarvestRight, I've got HarvestRight systems. You know, if I'm talking about gold, I'm getting gold from the place. You name it. Solutions for Science, that's where I get my solar generators. And 10 years ago, I said, hey, I'm getting one of these from you. You should be a sponsor. That's how a lot of these sponsorships start. But HarvestRight.com just has the best dehydrators out there. They're great systems. They look great. They're wonderful. HarvestRight created the most amazing home appliance, a home freeze dryer that helps you be prepared. This appliance allows you to freeze and dry your own food at home. We can go to their website, HarvestRight.com, put it on screen for folks. Freeze drying locks in 100% of the food's nutrition, so even 25 years later, your food is just as healthy and tasty as the day it was made. You can freeze dry foods such as garden produce and proteins, even whole meals like lasagna and beef stew. HarvestRight sent us some freeze-dried food, and I couldn't believe how fresh it tasted. And I bought one of their units years ago. I said to my sales guys, I said, go get HarvestRight. Get them. That's, again, what we do. Visit HarvestRight.com or call 800-594-4635 today. HarvestRight.com. And also, when we come back, I'll tell you about Solutions from Science, because they're also a great sponsor with their solar panel systems and more. Don't forget, we also have 25% off on our great nootropic BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have a lot of other specials. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We have the Donald Trump's My President red shirts. We can all wear those on the election. So order them quickly. We're only 14 days out. And we also have the Hillary for Prison shirt. In 14 days, I will stop selling the Hillary for Prison shirt. It's $9.95 at cost. And we also are down about 100,000 of the bumper stickers you can buy at cost in packs of 10 up to 100 of Hillary for Prison. We'll be back. Stay with us. Make America free again.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Thank you.
30 minutes to the next hour that Rob Dew's going to take over is Joel Skousen. By the way, the leftists, I'm not kidding, and this whole George Soros thing, we know they're funded by him, are like creating anti-white, Hispanic, black fervor in East Austin. And the city of Austin through UT is basically running the gentrification program while creating the destabilization. So the reason I raise this is it's happening right here in Austin. It's up on InfoWars.com. Racist social justice warriors terrorize owner of cat sanctuary. Leftists bombard Blue Cat Cafe proprietor with death threats, vandalize their property, send messages of dead cats, and hope to kick them off the property because they're white. I'm not kidding. This is what the KKK would do to blacks in the South. I mean, this pisses me off to no end. That this is, and then they have the communists out there saying get out. And so it shut them down for a few days, and they're thinking there are hundreds of cats they're going to have to euthanize. So people got mad about this, and they just contacted us and are thanking us. They've raised $5,000 since this went up this morning. Gentrified scum, and they came and told them, you're white, get out of here. This was white people. So it's this weird thing, there'll be these white communist managers over the minorities. It is the most bizarre crap I've ever heard, because they do not want the minorities getting prosperity. Everything, and they admit in the WikiLeaks, is about keeping everybody, but minorities first, as debtor slaves down on the rental plantation, so you never become successful, and so you never become free market. There's a race to kill the American engine of prosperity because it competes so powerfully with socialist systems like North Korea and communist systems. Is that an accurate statement?
That's right. In other words, if you're white, you're racist, and if you're white, you know, you need to feel guilty for succeeding, for getting above anyone else.
Or saving cats.
Right.
And these are like white hippies. And notice who's coming to their aid.
Alex Jones.
And I come to Hispanics, blacks say, you know, when the CPS is taking some black family's kids because they live in a, you know, in what you could say was a shack, and the guy's worked for 20 years for the city and has no criminal record and is a good guy, you know, it's not illegal to be poor. We came to his aid and got his kids back. But I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, I'm ranting. I'm not saying we're heroes. We try to stand up for everybody.
That's right. Let's take some calls. They've been waiting a long time.
Absolutely. Let's do some of those calls here. Let's go to Bruce in Michigan, then we'll go to everybody else. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hello, Mr. Skousen. I listened to you when you were on Dr. Stanley Monty's back in 2011.
It's been we miss years. Him. We miss him dearly.
Oh, absolutely. It's been 5 years. Haven't the Russians heard your scenario for 5 years? And are they predetermined or predestined to have to follow that kind of scenario? Also, very importantly, could Russia and China have secret weapons that they could bring out? Or are the American secret weapons Luciferian?
Oh, boy, that's a lot of questions there. But as I told Alex, I know that they have been listening to what we say. But remember, it's in their DNA to attack the West. This is, in fact, I'm of the opinion, frankly, that Satan is running three satanic conspiracies. He promised each of them success, the Anglo-American globalists, the Russians, and the Chinese. And so they all feel some kind of dark side divine intervention.
Predestination
in their behalf. And that's why they can't stop. They can't believe me. Even though they hear what I say.
Well plus, though, let me throw this in, and I'll hold you over, Bruce, because right here at the end of the hour. It does seem that the Anglo-American establishment truly gets the even deeper satanic, you know, kind of internet of all things satanic. It seems like that is the dominant group and may actually have the Luciferian predestination, or is it too soon to say?
Well, I personally think that, you know, the Anglo-American establishment is the one that's supposed to win, because it's the one who is the most sophisticated at suppressing liberty and evil and things. I think he has promised. I think Hitler was promised. He had all of these occult-type connections. I think he was promised he was going to win.
He was a forerunner, a test of the system.
And he was betrayed, and that's why I think Russia's going to be betrayed in this third world scenario, and China and the globalists will come out.
Back in 70 seconds, Bruce, we'll give you a follow-up on that. We'll go to Andrew, Billy, Kristen, John, and others. Fourth hour straight ahead. I'm hosting it.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.